Great, you're still here. Our next talk revolves around one phrase, and really it's not even a phrase, it's just three words. But these three words put into action in your life can be revolutionary. Here they are. Ignore the rules. I've been working long enough with teenagers to know exactly what you're thinking at this moment. That trumpet was absolutely stupid, but if he just said what I think he said, then I don't really care. Did he say, ignore the rules?
Oh, boy, swell!
Some of you are about to get off your chair, clapping and screaming, yes, this is awesome. Ignore the rules. That's what I've been waiting my whole life to hear. I can't believe you've said it. This is so great. Ignore the rules. This is awesome. Hang on, before you hyperventilate, let me explain what I mean. There's a catch, right, Ben? Well, not really. If you'll look in Philippians chapter 1, verse 10, you'll find the Apostle Paul says, approve things that are excellent. In other words, the choices that you make will be excellent. That's his passion for the Philippian church. You say, Ben, approve things that are excellent. What does that have to do with ignoring the rules? Let me give you an illustration. This morning, I got out of bed, and then I did something I do every morning. I brushed my teeth. Thank you. No applause is necessary, though. Yes, I got up and brushed my teeth. Now, when I was a little kid, I have to admit, brushing my teeth did not come as natural or habitual. In fact, when I was a little kid, the only way you were going to get me to brush my teeth was to get on my case about it. I remember my mom, little Benjamin. She didn't say little, but she used my full name, Benjamin. Benjamin, did you brush your teeth? No, Mom, I didn't brush my teeth. Why would I brush my teeth? It wastes so much time. I don't want to do all this brush my teeth. No! And you've probably been around little kids that think that way. No, Mom, I didn't brush my teeth. Then she would say, well, you need to go and brush your teeth. Oh, Mom, why do I have to brush my teeth? Oh, I don't want to brush my teeth. And on it would go until finally I would be a good little boy and obey my mom and go and brush my teeth. That's enough with the applause. Now that I am an adult, I don't need my mom to tell me this. When I got up this morning and brushed my teeth, I didn't get a phone call from my mom. Benjamin, did you go and brush your teeth? No, I didn't have to. I didn't need to. Why? Because, and catch this, I can approve of things that are excellent on my own. So essentially, what was I doing? I was ignoring or have ignored the rules of my mom. Not so much in the sense that I disregarded them or that I disobeyed them, but I didn't have to pay attention to them because I was able to accomplish that task on my own. That's exactly how we should be living daily, so that it's not you saying, ah, I've got to follow this rule. I have to do this thing. I have to obey this standard. Rather, it's you finding the Word of God and applying the principles in it to your life so that I am approving things that are excellent. Here's my question for you. Are you brushing your spiritual teeth, or do you have to have someone tell you? Are you ignoring the rules?